Ready?
I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see your promises and fulfillment all over my life, all over my life. All throughout your faithfulness shines through. Though we have so many victories in every season from where I'm standing, I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life.
Awesome. Well, good morning, everybody. Let's just start out with a clap offering, kind of get ourselves moving. That was good, you guys. Good song to start with. I think we all have a bunch of evidence in our life of God's goodness. Is there anybody that wants to come up and give a testimony of something great that's happened lately where you literally seen the fingerprints of God in your life somewhere? Anybody? Anybody at all? Okay, come on. All right, yeah, let's have a line.
I just wanted to let you know that this is on not because I need it. I just didn't want to scare everybody with the way it looks. But the good news is that puppy's flat. It was curling, and the surgeon made it go straight. So our God is good.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Mary Jo.
Thanksgiving this year was really, really good. My son Luke and I have been estranged off and on for several years, more on than off. And he just, out of the blue, invited me to Thanksgiving dinner with him and Myla and Flynn. And it was a very relaxed and beautiful day. So, yeah.
Amen. That's awesome. Hey, Mary Jo, can I ask you to do us a favor? Could you pray for the families here that still have someone estranged? Because right now your faith is through the roof, that God will move on them. So would you please pray for the rest of us?
Lord, we praise you that nothing is hidden from you. You know the end from the beginning. And, and before you formed us, God, you saw all the circumstances that were going to happen in our lives. And Lord, you have the answer, you have the solution. And I speak Jesus Christ over every family estrangement right now in Jesus' name. Because Jesus is the answer. God, you have the solution. Lord, I thank you and I praise you that you are working this out, that you are healing hearts and healing minds and emotions. Thank you, Lord, for these relationships, God, that you are healing and strengthening in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Mary Jo. Okay. Come on, Jake. Awesome. I love testimonies.
I just wanted to, this happened a few weeks ago, well, longer than that. We had a Wednesday night group, and Ben and I were fixing my shower, and I had a leaky drain and couldn't get to it, and we literally, I think Oren prayed for me for the right answer. How do we fix this drain? You know, I asked that, and within a half hour of leaving, my brother texted me a picture. I think this is what we need, and it was almost exactly what my brain was, like, thinking of. I just hadn't completely done the whole thing, you know, so it was an immediate answer to prayer. So if you want somebody to pray for you, Orange Guy.
Anyone else? Okay, come on.
I could go on with a few testimonies, but one of the good testimonies, great testimonies, exceptional testimonies that I have is everybody knows that I've been looking for a new car. And looking, and I wanted something in my price range. I wanted something. I just didn't think I was going to be able to find it. And I'd gone and looked at cars, and Andy had been helping me. And I went looking at a car one day out at the dealership. I was talking to the guy on the way there, and he said, yep, it's already telling me where to park and everything, where I could go test drive it. Well, it was what I wanted, the price I wanted. It was beautiful. And I got there, and the car was unlocked, so I started doing my seat and everything. And to make a long story short, a guy came out and said, can I help you? And I said, yeah, I just got done talking to Jason. You know, I'm here to test drive the car. They said, oh, it's sold. I'm sorry. Well, they tried to get me to buy something else. I texted Andy after that, and Andy said, God just has a better car for you in mind. Well, that night he texted me, and he said, you know, I'm going to go look at this car tomorrow night, you know. And so I arranged my schedule, so I went and looked at it. And it was online for 18 minutes. Andy was the first caller. And the guy had said, you know, if they're not going to come look at it, we'll take lines after that, but the people are first. Anyway, Andy and I went and looked at the car, you know, and then Andy had said, you know, she has a regular budget. Can you take this much? And he goes, well, no, I have to have a couple more than that, blah, blah, blah. So, but I still wanted it. And I ended up, you know, putting a down payment on it. It was a private owner. They were an older couple. They were one owner of the car, 85,000 miles on it. And the night before I went to pick it up, he tried to get a hold of me and couldn't, so he got a hold of Andy, and then Andy had Denise call me and say, get a hold of him. Well, he called me, I called him back that night, and he told me that him and his wife were really impressed with the faith that Andy and I had, that they were willing to give me the price that I wanted for it. So, I have a new car.
Amen. Go God.
I always get poked. I tend to be a little stubborn, and I had an attitude about, well, I don't have to come to church. I'm listening to the sermons online. But today proved it, because if I hadn't talked to Pastor or Tammy, I wouldn't be refreshed. So coming to church personally is a necessity, because being home alone in my room and you know, it's not the same. So I'm glad I came.
It's true. Amen. Amen. Good testimony.
All right. Love it.
So the rest of Denise's story is that we looked at a couple cars, we called on a couple cars. We didn't actually get to drive any other car but that car, and it just worked out. But for us, we had this week off, and if you know me, usually I've got 100 different things I want to get done, and it didn't work out. One of the things I had planned just didn't work out. So we ended up being able to relax, sleep in, which I don't normally do, and just reconnect. So it was awesome, and it was all planned by God, because this isn't what I would have planned.
Wow, that's awesome.
Awesome.
I just want to praise the Lord. Orne and I were alone for Thanksgiving, and it was our choice to just do something different and be apart. And just like the word says, Thanksgiving, we had time to just and realize all God's blessings. It was really a nice time for us. At first, I thought it was going to be lonesome and missing everybody, and the Lord had a different plan.
Awesome.
That's great. Awesome.
It just now dawned on me sitting over there that at our Thanksgiving, anybody over 30 that was there used to be a heathen and definitely going down the wrong road. But now we're all here, we all prayed there, and that is a lot to be thankful for, because some of us were just, who would have thunk that we'd be standing here?
Amen. That's good. Anyone else? Man, it's powerful when we get so many testimonies at church. Amen.
Can we sing that chorus one more time before we start the message?
I got one. Okay. I just wanted to just praise God before all of you for all of the healing that has taken place in my life and in our life. Just all the physical ailments that have attacked us And, I mean, they were things that pretty much the doctors are saying, you're going to have this all your life. And we don't. And God overcame. He healed us, and we have faithful saints praying for us for healing. I thank all of you for that. And I also want to praise God for the numbers of believers being added to my family, that more and more people are coming to Christ. We're seeing hearts softened and just really seeking God. And I just thank God for that, because we've been praying for salvation for a long time for our family. So I just giving God all the praise in Jesus' name.
Father, we do thank you so much for all the testimonies we heard and all the other ones that maybe we're just not ready to share with other people yet, Lord. But we just acknowledge, first off this morning, your faithfulness to us in every situation in our lives. Thank you so much, God. In Jesus' name, amen. So if we could get ready to take the offering. Go ahead and have a seat for a minute, guys. Well, Father, we just thank you so much. Again, Lord, thank you for your love towards us. We talk about faithfulness, but really the faithfulness is an expression of your loving us, and then you prove it by faithfulness. So, Lord, thank you for loving people like us. We know who we are outside of you. It's kind of ugly, but in you, Lord, we have the victory through Jesus Christ. So thank you, God, for saving each and every one of us, drawing us close to you, and literally changing us from the inside out. Lord, we're going to give back to you today what you've already blessed us with. We're just giving part of it back to you. And Lord, we really, 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 we ask, Father, in Jesus' name, that your name would be glorified through our lives, through what we do individually, what we do together, what we do outside of this building, what we do inside of this building. The stuff that we do when we're spending your money, we want to bring you glory. So help us, Lord, bless this offering, multiply it, and give us strategies. Give us direction how to spend it so that we can bring you glory, make you famous here in New Holland and West Michigan. And Lord, would you help us to make real impact in people's lives? Would you help us do that, Lord? In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today happens to be the fifth Sunday of the month, and so I'm going to need a couple of young volunteers to take the buckets around. If you're visiting here today and you've never been here on a the fifth Sunday of a month. Anytime a month has five Sundays in it, then we bring in our buckets and we take a special offering called Noisy Sunday. And the reason it's noisy is because we ask people to bring in their loose change. And then as you pass it in, it gets noisy. And if you're thinking, oh, man, I forgot all about it, I don't have any change, that's awesome. It's fine, you're covered. You can put fold money in here, that's fine. It's quieter, but it spends just as good. So I need two volunteers. If I could get all, you guys look like you'd be perfect. You guys look like you are perfect for this. Man. So if you can just take the buckets, or I'll give you one. Hook you up too, girl. Here you go. There you go. And then if you can just go down through this side, and people will do the change, and he can go on that side. Yeah, man, that sounds loud. Good job, man. Thank you. You did a great job. Thank you. You did a great job. Thank you. Well, that's awesome. So just a reminder, we don't have any children's ministry today. All the kids are staying in during the whole service. So parents, if you have a situation, you need to deal with the kid. All the way back in what used to be the nursery is the family room. You can take them in there, and the service will be piped in there. If you want to deal with them out here, I just invite everybody else to be patient while parents parent their kids in live action. Amen? Because we all done been there, so patience is a virtue. So I think with that, I'll turn it back over to the worship team.
Thank you, Pastor. So to begin the worship this morning, I just wanted to read a passage of Scripture that's applicable to this new song that we'll be learning first off this morning. It's Revelation chapter 8, verses 1 through 5. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And when I saw the seven angels who stand before God, to them were given seven trumpets. Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense together with the prayers of the saints went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with the fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. The song that we're getting ready to sing is a song based on that passage. It's a song that I wrote a couple years ago called Prayers of Fire. And this song, when we sing it and pray of praise to God, I want us to give praise to God, knowing that the reason why I wrote this song is because our prayers of fire are not powerful because of our prayers. They're because God gives our prayers the power. So this song is a testimony and a proclamation to God for how powerful, how beautiful, and how important God places our prayers in a relationship with Him. So if I know that you guys haven't sang it yet this morning, if you don't know the words, you can feel free to follow along as we start to sing. And as you get the hang of it, then please feel free to join in.
Looking get to see you face to face. Knowing that you came to give us a way to you. Pray from the heart, the Spirit will start the fire. Our prayers of fire, burning like incense before God. Our prayers of fire, burning like incense before our God. Oh, our prayers of fire, burning like incense before our God. Upward we know there's a battle to bring our prayers to your throne. Give me our prayers beautiful wings, flying high hope to you. Sing it. Pray from the heart, the Spirit will start the fire. Our prayers of fire, burning like incense before God. Our prayers of fire, burning like incense before our God. Our prayers of fire, burning like incense before our God. Looking downward as we give our prayers more power than we could ever feel. Let our prayers run on your fire. The aroma is rising to you. Pray from the heart, the Spirit will start the fire. Our prayers of fire, burning like incense before our God. Our prayers of fire, burning like incense before our God. Oh, our prayers of fire, burning like incense before our God.
Amen.
Praise you, God.
Bring back some old ones that we haven't sang in a little while.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken, and I'm accepted. You were condemned, and I'm alive and well. Your Spirit is within me because you died and rose again.
Amazing love.
Amazing love. How can it be? that you, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned, and I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you.
You are my King.
You are my King. Jesus, you. My strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, or to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, all over my life, all over my life. see the promises and fulfillment all over my life, all over my life. I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see the promises and fulfillment all over my life, all over my life.
All right.
Well, Father God, we obviously just sang a bunch of truth. And we're singing this truth back to you, Lord, because we believe it. And Lord, each one of us could continue telling about testimonies like we did earlier about your promises coming into fulfillment in our lives. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we want to say thank you for your goodness to us all the time, for your faithfulness to us in the past and right now and in the future. Because, God, you're so amazing. And your love is so constant that we don't have to wait to see something happen to say, oh, yep, you did that. Father, you're totally trustworthy. And when you say you're going to do something, it's as good as being done. So we just say thank you, God, for your promises that are being fulfilled in our lives. Thank you, God. Lord, as we get into your word, we're asking for your help. Lord, I don't want to just read from a book. I want to share the life message of Jesus Christ. And I ask you would give each one of us here today, each one of us listening on the radio, each one of us listening on the internet, would you give us ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to respond to the truth that's in your word? We freely and joyfully say, we need your help, Lord, so that we get it. Because without your help, we don't get it that we don't get it. And we can easily say that to you. So, Lord, help us today. Glorify your name. Reveal your presence in this place today. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the name of the one and only risen Savior. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. Great new songs. Man. Okay, I think we got the switch over.